Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So one of us in the room is becoming a hoarder.
Hoarder.
And I think as we talk about this, we're all going to have to make some sort of confession, because I think everybody is a hoarder of something.
I don't know if it's exactly a hoarder or a disorganized collector.
So, I like that. That's awesome.
I don't know what to call it, but yeah, I think I could be becoming a hoarder. I don't know if it's like a disease that you just get, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I was cleaning out because me and my mom wanted to do like a dual yard sale, because I just have a lot of crap mm-hmm. that I just don't need. I mean, there is no place in my one bedroom apartment for all this.
Now you
stuff.
Say a yard sale, so that means you have an abundance of paperback books and doilies.
Well, and clothes.
And little ceramic
clothes.
Things.
Right, and lamps.
And random stuff that
and
you really don't need.
A big wheel.
Yeah. one random yard tool. I mean, you always got to sell something like
exactly.
that something, doesn't work.
A Christmas decoration that's kind of got a piece missing.
And a vacuum that doesn't work. They're yeah. all in the yard sale. But no, I was like going through my apartment and trying to clean out the boxes that I still have. And there's like empty perfume bottles. There's like, you know, those little buttons you get on.
There's what?
Empty perfume bottles.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just haven't
thrown them away.
Just haven't thrown
Is there
them
like
away?
A little bit left in the bottom and you're like, oh, I'll get to that someday?
Yeah, a little bit left, or it's like one that you get from like an antique store and it's just like a cool looking bottle, but it's empty. There's nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, those little buttons that you get on your clothes that can replace a button if it falls off. There's
I save those too.
Out.
Me too.
I don't know why.
I don't sew. I don't know.
I don't
if
sew.
A button falls off my shirt, I doubt I'm
I
actually going
to notice that.
Yeah, take a thread and needle. I'm going to do that. But
yeah, there's just random like little trinkets here and there that I just can't get rid of. Like, they're just going to remain in the box. I had an opportunity to throw them in the trash bag to take over to the yard sale, but I didn't do it.
Mm.
And so now it's just collecting space.
So the empty perfume bottles are still in your house?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not selling them at
the
yard
sale?
Well,
so are the clothes that I tried to get rid of. And I just couldn't bring myself to get rid of anything.
Why is it that you don't want to let them go?
I don't know. They have no meaning to me, but I maybe I'll use them one day.
Is that always the thought of a hoarder? Like, I'll get to that someday. I'll, you know, it's like kind of consistently putting together a project list.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Wendy about her hoarding problem. Wendy is collecting mm-hmm. all sorts of things in her house and can't even sell them at a yard sale.
And it
An
seems like you're just
a collector.
Yeah, it just sounds like you're realizing it now that you could not take those items to your mother's yard sale. Like, that is what's funny to me, is that there's no emotional connection to it, but for some reason you feel like you're going to, because I think that may be the idea that you're going to use it someday. There was a woman that I, in one of my complexes years ago that I used to live in, and literally she was a hoarder, and she let everybody know it because I don't think she could get her door closed. The glass storm
awful.
Door
Oof.
Is the only door that was closed. Her front door always open, and every time I pass by, I mean, there was maybe a path that she could walk from the front door to the kitchen, but it was piled up with magazines and papers and items. And
you're not that bad, are you?
Well, see, I have a problem getting rid of magazines. Like, I feel like,
oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, I can't. I have a whole box full of just magazines.
Now, have you
like
already
old,
read
like
these?
Us Weekly. Yeah.
Oh.
They're like old Us Weeklies. I mean, there's like coffee mugs and mugs that I don't use. There's t-shirts that have random things that I don't ever wear. But
And you don't want to get rid of them.
Yeah, for some odd reason, I just can't let them go.
You know,
I'm like, I can wear that to bed, or I can wear that if I'm doing yard work. And I never do yard work.
I want to wear that to mow the lawn. But I live in an apartment and don't have a lawn. I'm just saying that if I ever wanted to mow the apartment complex's lawn, I will wear that.
It's like me in t-shirts. I'm going to wear that. I could wear that to the gym. I'm never going to the gym.
And by gym, exactly. I could use that to wipe up a spill.
Right.
I have a problem with boxes that things come in. And I don't know what the dollar value is, but like if something costs maybe over $100, like a digital camera, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a digital camera that's the over $100. Mm-hmm. I'll save the box and all the packaging and everything. Right. And I open it very carefully and I fold the little bag up.
Weird.
And I put it in there and I keep it. And I have tons of empty
technology boxes.
Yes.
But it's probably from technology you're not using anymore.
What's that?
Like, it's probably from like 3 phones ago that you're not even using that BlackBerry anymore.
Yes, I have multiple boxes of old BlackBerries and stuff.
Same thing.
Computers come in and I'm like, and my justification of it is if I ever move, I want to have the original packaging to pack up like the computer monitor.
Uh-huh.
Which doesn't, I don't know why, but I have a ton of boxes in my house that.
I feel like I'm the polar opposite. I like clean out all the time. Clean out, give away. Like, I try to purge everything. The only thing I think I hoard is memento stuff. Like the bulletin from Easter Sunday when I went with my parents in New York. Mm-hmm. I'll hold on to that because, like, I want to remember that was a really cool day.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what am I going to do with it? Like, mount it in a photo album? No. Like, why am I holding on to that? That's the kind of stuff I hoard.
Mm-hmm. You know,
ticket stubs from events I've gone to.
I have every ticket, concert, sports ticket stub. I still don't know what I'm going to do with all those, but from high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have them in an organized, like, box or, like, a file folder, or are they just around?
No, well, they're collected, but it's like, I don't know what project I'm going to do with them later on. And then, I mean, it's all, and then I actually made the comment to Katie the other day. I forgot what we had gone to and I got the ticket from, but I said, oh, they just don't make tickets as pretty as they used to be. And then I thought, oh my God, how old am I? Because because there is a distinct difference. And their tickets used to be all decorative and fun. Yeah, I think that's why people used to collect them. But now there's just, it's nothing. They don't put any effort in them. So
would it make you nervous if you had to purge your stuff, like your lawn t-shirt you're never going to wear and your, like, if somebody went through your apartment and started throwing out stuff, it would freak you out, even though you're probably never going to use it.
I think if someone did it for me, then I would know about it out of sight, out of mind. But if I had to do it, then I would probably get a little nervous.
If you watch that show Hoarders, anybody ever see that?
Yeah. Well,
if you watch the show Hoarders, people freak out when people start touching their stuff. Is this a form of hoarding? What about when because of digital cameras now, I have a really hard time deleting pictures. I have two.
Off the camera or off your computer?
Off the computer. I have two. Mm-hmm. My pictures are organized in two sets. One is the every picture felt. Like every picture I've ever taken.
I don't think that's bad.
Well, wait till you hear my justification for it.
What?
And this is true.
Okay.
My thinking is that someday I may have a photograph, and in the background of that photograph would be a criminal. And my picture will crack the case, so I don't delete any pictures. So, like, if we're all out at a club or something, and
are you kidding me?
Weird. No.
Are you just
your photos are going to crack the case of some criminal activity?
So, like, if we're all out and we're having a good time, and I take a picture, like the dude,
I'm stunned right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
So strange.
Do you just take random pictures in clubs of people?
Nope. If it's like, let's say we're all out, like Jen and I were at Park Tavern last night for an event. So let's say I'm taking a picture of Jen and her boyfriend, and I take, you know, 2 or 3 shots because, you know, Jen's got really small eyes and she probably blinked. So I take.
How can you tell? Just kidding.
I take 2 or 3 shots. I won't delete the 2 bad ones because I'm convinced in one of them is the guy who just committed the murder in Piedmont Park and he's walking by, throwing the murder weapon in the garbage can at the exact moment I snapped the shot.
Seriously?
Really?
Yep. CSI. You watched
never
too
heard
much
that.
Too much, way too much Law and Order.
Wow.
You're on The Burt Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.